Vision is something very important to all of us. This is Dr. Herbert Albiardi, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with a thought for today. Vision is very important to all of us. Yes, vision is what we usually think of when we think about our eyes, when we think about our ability to see, but what is vision really? We know that our eyes do not see what they see. It sounds strange, doesn't it? But our eyes see what's upside down. And so, really, the world is the other way around. But that is totally illogical and unreasonable for us, and so we go with what we have as the illusion. Now, what else do our eyes see? Our eyes see what's in our brain. Our brain takes images from the world around us and reports them as a vision or as a picture. But we don't really see anything. We only interpret. Our brain goes about interpreting. And it's interesting that the brain of all humanity, or most of humanity, is so similar that they interpret things in a similar pattern, in a similar manner, like with a similar background. In the Bleep movie, they told about the ships of Columbus coming to the Caribbeans, and they were not seen by the people because the people had never experienced anything such as a ship. And so therefore, until the shaman were able to interpret what those things were out in the water, that were rippling the water, the people were not aware of it. And then the shaman related it to the people, and then the people picked it up and recognized them as ships. Our vision is really not what we think it is, and that's part of our limitation. If we could begin to realize that our vision is the imagination that goes on in our mind, it is the wisdom that goes on in our thinking, it is the very beauty that goes on in the creativity of our soul that brings forth light and magic and marvel. We only see what we think we see. And when we think we see beautiful things, we see beautiful things. When we think we see sad things, then we see sad things. Our vision is so versatile, it is so acceptable to moving into many different states of awareness, that we haven't given it the credit to do these things the way it could. Today, we can start thinking with a new vision, with a new awareness, with a new understanding of what the world is all about. And as we do that, we come up with some pretty important and pretty vital things. We come up with some very truly imaginative things. Because it wasn't too long ago and man did not have a vehicle through which to fly. It wasn't too long ago that man was creating the wheel. It wasn't too long ago that man didn't even have a wheel. And now, today, we have all the magic we have. And what did man do before he had the wheel, before he had all these things? And we say, well, we really don't know. But we really do know. Man did everything by his thought. He traveled by his thought. He acted by his thought. He lived by his thought. And the day is coming soon when we will return to that original purity and integrity of ourself, of living in and as our thought, living in and as our vision, living in and as the imagination that soars within each one of us. Open your heart, as I'm opening mine, to this inner awareness, and watch what great and wonderful things take place for you. Have a lovely day, and know that I am always with you, always thinking and seeing you in your highest, finest, and best. I love you. I love you. I love you.